This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Welcome back. This is Kelly and Company on AMI Audio. I'm Ramia Amuthan, and hosting with me with this week is Danielle McLaughlin. And if you want to check out any of some things that you've heard already or some things that you may have missed on today's episode of Kelly and Company, make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. That's a great way to get some on-demand content in. Of course, just search for Kelly and Company, and you can find us in segmented format as well as in full show form. One of those things might be easier to share for you than the other. Our full show form comes with a vanity card at the end, which is a really fun way to get to know a person of our team. And that's that. Danielle, over to you.
Well, it's time for our CNIB friends. We're going to check in with CNIB Smart Life. We're joined by Michel Pepin from Humanware Technologies and learning about the new addition to the Explore line of electronic video magnifiers from Humanware. Hello, how are you, Michel?
Good afternoon, Danielle and Ramya. Doing good, yourself?
We're hanging in here. I hope that this is the beginning of a good new year for you.
Well, let's hope because of the current restriction that was kind of imposed, I think, all across Canada, but specifically in Quebec with curfew at 10 p.m. We feel like we're back to square one, but let's hope that it's just a temporary and 2022 is going to be the year where we can put all of this behind.
I really hope so. I have to say that I'm very confused by the curfews because it's not as if the virus is, you know, behind locked doors before 10 and then suddenly it leaps out. It just puzzles me, but never mind. Can you tell us what is the Explore 12?
Well, the Explore 12 is the third edition in our Explore family of product line. For those of you, those listeners that are familiar with the Explore 5 and 8, we basically wanted to bring a larger video magnifier, portable or transportable video magnifier to the line for people who are looking for probably something a little bit larger in terms of the screen and being able to also have a better reading experience depending on some of the tasks that they're looking to do. So when we're looking at the Explore 12, it really is a tablet size type of device. It is a high definition touchscreen, so it will have touchscreen interaction for people who are comfortable with that. And of course, it falls in the electronic video magnifiers. We do have two 21 megapixel camera built into the device, one for distance view and the other one for reading documents that we set underneath the device itself or on the reading tray, which I'll explain in a few minutes as well. And of course, like any video magnifiers or any devices, when we talk about low vision, the lighting source is the most important thing. So it comes with its own LED lighting so that the lighting source itself is plenty for the users to have a very good reading experience, regardless in which lighting areas they're using the device. In addition to the quality of the image and the large magnification of that 12-inch device, we basically wanted to address the needs and the tasks, as I mentioned earlier on, for people who are and users who are looking for simplicity. Definitely is a very simple device to use. Once again, if there's some listeners out there that have demoed or seen the Explore 5, Explore 8, we did not change necessarily the form factors. We wanted to keep it simple with limited button as well, but make it very user-friendly, very simple. We wanted to keep it mobile as well, meaning that if someone wants to carry it within the briefcase in the backpack, it's easy. You can easily store it because it's very thin. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, it is a tablet-sized device. So we got to think tablet size in terms of its actual size. So it's not necessarily, it is a proprietary, but it's not actually very thick because of the different application we've built in. But it really is a tablet-like type of device as well. So space, the stability of being able to do manual tasks, being able to read documents, being able to write on some document, whether it's your checkbook, whether it's balancing the checkbook or making up a list for grocery shopping or anything like that. It is designed to accommodate this in a very easy form factor.
And of course, Michelle, it's because we're going to be comparing it to other products that are out there already with these sizes, dimensions, the weight of it, how much space it's going to take up in our backpacks and all this stuff, right? We're going to say, well, you know, if what's the reasons why I may jump to this one versus another video magnifier or just something commercial on the market like an iPad. So you mentioned a lot of these features already, but can you talk about this one in comparison to the other two products that are already in this family of video magnifiers?
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier on as well, we wanted to maintain that same line factor when we talk about the Explore line, meaning the quality of the image, the resolution, the different contrast colors that you can use and basically customize for each user, so that once when you turn the device on, it's already set to go. So there's a variety of different settings that can be done, whether the user wants to be able to customize its own setting when the unit gets turned on, or just being able to dial the magnification on the go. All three devices were designed to have simplicity, three buttons interface on the unit itself, so making it straightforward. What differentiates the 12 a little bit from the 5 and the Explore 8, aside, of course, of the 12-inch touchscreen, we basically added the touchscreen, which is similar to the 8, but allowing the user to really get the full aspect of what a touchscreen is all about. So we wanted to make sure that when they're using the Explore 12 in what we call the reading mode or writing mode, it's easily set up. We're talking about turning the unit on, deploying the reading tab that sits in the back of the unit, resting it on the document, and we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds here to do so, and you're ready to go here. So this really, once again, is a feature that we do find on the other two devices, but with the Explore 12, the advantages is, of course, the larger screen allow the user to get a much better reading experience. And the whole concept is really all about what are some of the needs and the tasks that each user will want to do, meaning that, of course, if somebody tells me, Michelle, I'm looking for a device, I don't want it to be a big desktop device, because we know the bigger screen, the bigger devices, when it comes to reading, bigger is better for reading. Why? Because you can fit more information on the screen depending on the magnification you're dialing in. And that's one of the reasons why the 12 really sits in between that desktop video magnifier, but also maintain that portability side of it. Meaning that if reading is something that is key and portability is another key factor for a given user, then the Explore 12 really will set itself in that that prime position for all of these users out there.
I haven't used one myself, but I'm interested. Is this something that you would use specifically to read text on paper and magnify that, or can you magnify something that's in digital format as it is?
You can definitely the one thing to understand, because we do have another product called the Connect 12, so that and the Explore 12 and Connect 12, I want to make sure nobody really confuses them. The Explore line, it really is a video magnifier, meaning there is no intelligence built into the device, meaning that we need to have a printed copy of a document. When I say printed copy of a document, I could easily put my cell phone or even my iPad underneath the reading tray and be able to read directly from it. But I cannot capture or transform any print document into an electronic format. That being said, it does have some of the proprietary of a tablet, in the sense that I definitely can send some document to what we call the library of the Export 12 on it, either using my connection, a USB connection to my PC, or just a USB stick as well. And then I could open up those documents. As long as I mentioned they're in the readable document format, I can definitely be, I'm definitely able to open that up and then enjoy reading it. But the concept here is not to, it's have something that is really simple, that doesn't have too much, I would say, technology to intimidate, especially our senior market are looking for something very simple and not too challenging, but also address the users that are looking for a device that, I would say a Swiss Army knife for multitasking, but a device that looks more like and act more like a tablet, so they can use the touchscreen for pitching and the zoom in, zoom out with the two fingers and have some of those tablet functionality, built in as well. So, the concept here is, once again, is just looking at simplicity in a bigger form factor for reading and writing experience.
Amazing. Excellent. Well, it's really great to kind of talk about the unique features of the Explorer 12 or other kind of video magnifiers, because it is hard to be in this market with the specialized adaptive equipment, Michelle, when... You know, I share this story a few times on Kelly and Company. When I was in university, the accessibility department was just like, why don't you use an iPad? It has all the same features and it does all the same things, or, you know, you could get a good light source for it. And why don't you just go with the commercial product? But for people who have low vision or for people who've grown up using and exploring this kind of technology, we know the benefits of very like excellent magnification features, or the light source being part of the package, or being able to stuff something like this in our bag and go away, or having the portability, but also having a stationary option, right? So there's a lot to do with not just comfort, but knowing that it's elite experiences to have the adaptive technology versus just going with a commercial product that, of course, is also building on accessibility. Every year, the technology gets better and better, but there's still place for these things.
Absolutely, and don't get me wrong here, we're not saying that the Explorer 12 is better than any mainstream devices with accessibility features in it. It's basically another tool to the toolbox. And once again, depending on how each user wants to use their technology, it really becomes a very useful device in the sense that some of its features that makes it different, I would say, than probably some competitive product out there and even mainstream technology. As I mentioned, the contrast colors. I know that some tablet technology will have access to some contrast. We're talking about here 18 different preset color contrast with positive and negative, making sure that, and of course we're using, it's designed for people with low vision, and it was designed by people with low vision as well. So those different contrast color, for example, are really the choices of low vision users or video magnifier users that want to see their preferred, I would say, contrast color there built to the device. Being able to, as you mentioned as well, being able to set it on a what we call a reading tray or writing tray, which is not necessarily unique to the Explorer 12, but the way we designed the tray with a perfect 45-degree angle for the reading experience and enough room between the camera and the base of the tray, so for people who want to be able to enjoy, again, writing, doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, as I mentioned, balancing your checkbook. Even it could even be just a game board that you're playing with your friends, being able to set 3D object. There's enough room with this external reading tray. I'll call it an external reading tray. That allows each user to really get the most out of it. And of course, if you're not going to be writing or putting a thick book underneath, you can simply take the tablet out of that stand and then use it as a standalone as well.
So the final question, and we just have a moment left, what's the price point?
Well, the price point, and I do want to mention as well that because we did at some teasers before Christmas saying it was coming, so it is now available for purchase. So we do have inventory of it across Canada. We do have two models to choose from. So what I refer to the reading stand, writing stand, what we call the Explore 12 kit, which basically comes with the tablet. It comes with an external reading writing stand with all the neoprene carry bag and of course all the accessories to recharge the batteries and et cetera. That retails at $2,175. For people saying, I just want to enjoy.
Michelle, I'm so sorry that we are running short on time, but this was really interesting. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye. You too. That was Michel Pépin talking to us about the new Explore 12 video magnifier. We're joined by guests from CNIB Smart Life on the first Thursday of each month.
We're going to take a break and be back with our weekly roundtable on Kelly & Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.